Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second, the right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting third, the center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth, the catcher, Joe S.Q. Batting 7th, the second baseman, Woody Held. Batting 8th, the shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting 9th, the pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGraw moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGraw scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Francona moves to third. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion strikes out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. Francona moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. As Q takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. As Q moves to second. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. 1 out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. There goes Fox. The throw from SQ to second, and Fox is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to second. Dick Hauser pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Hirschberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrion. The throw from SQ and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirschberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hirschberger strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alvis. Carrion scores. McCraw moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. SQ settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hirschberger now playing right field. J.C. Martin now catching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Hansen scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-4 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 3-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-4 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Bob Allen. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.